Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday, junkies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in the RVA. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 10th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello. How'd you like that Caps game last night?
Better than the
good
previous
result.
Six.
I only watched like that. I watched the first periods. You have to give me the breakdown.
Jason Bishop's here as well.
Interesting development.
Here's the breakdown. Ovi scores his 30th goal.
Again. Stromer scored.
First player ever to do that in 18 seasons, and Charlie Lindgren turned in a masterpiece.
Gave up a goal with 1.1 seconds left.
There you have it.
That's it.
There's your in a nutshell recap.
And that was a pulled goalie. It was a
They had an empty
six
net.
On five. Right.
Correct.
All right. Well, that's a big one.
It's a massive win.
So currently they're in.
Currently they're in. Yeah. Second wild
card. Four more
spot.
To go. Big one in Buffalo. Buffalo just pwned us.
Hopefully that was a one off. Yeah. I'm going to treat that as an anomaly.
Hopefully, but didn't Coach Carberry tell us last week that just wasn't a good matchup?
Yeah, he did.
I don't like that.
It's not going
to change. He's going to have to try and figure something out.
They just played them like two or three games ago. So look. Yeah. They're still alive in the fight. 42% chance of making the playoffs per moneypuck.com.
So wait a second. They're in now, but it's only 42%?
42%. Because you have the Pens right there. You've got the
Islanders.
Red Wings still chasing
you
at this point.
Do they still have games in hand, or have they caught up on
they
all
pretty
that?
Much, I think no, they've caught up for the most part.
Yeah.
You can't keep banking on the games in hand.
Washington has played 78. No, the Islanders have played 78. The Red Wings have played 78.
So there's four left.
And the Pens have played 70.
I don't know what the Flyers were doing last night. They were getting annihilated by the Montreal Canadiens. Like 9-3, I believe, was the final.
Right.
I don't know what is happening
there.
9-3. Yeah. It was 6-0 at one point.
Yeah. Right. And Philly's lost 8 straight. Did you know that?
I didn't know they lost 8 straight.
They've lost 8 straight games.
That means John Tortorella's losing his S in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I saw our pal John Kincaid tweet out, there go the playoff chances.
Yep,
so
there
he's doing the same bit in Philadelphia with the Flyers grasping the playoff spot.
Good.
As we are doing here.
85 points. Islanders just don't lose. They're suckers. 87 points. They've won 5 straight.
Charlie Lindgren was so good last night. Like
he was great in the first period.
The Caps had no business being scoreless until Stromer opened up the scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Caps had a few chances, too. Lappe almost had a goal early.
Right.
I mean, great opportunity. Just I think he rang it off the crossbar.
Crossbar, yep.
He had an opportunity, but Lindgren was just making save after save and just saving the Caps left and right to keep them in the game. until Stromer and Ovi hit late in the second period to win the game.
See, how many total saves did he have?
He was 43. 43?
No, I'm sorry, 42.
42, yeah. I mean, he was so dialed in last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun to watch, but it's also frustrating because, like, the offense couldn't get anything going until Stromer and Ovi obviously opened the scoring late in the second.
Yeah, this is what bothers me. I mean, they scored two, a great win last night, obviously, mm-hmm. defense and Chucky. But they've scored 2-2-2-1-2-2-1.
Yep.
The last
doesn't
what, seven,
bode particularly well,
seven games.
But you could go do theory.
Okay, all right, that's true.
Because they have scored goals.
They just
times.
Had to grind.
Yeah,
it's been a super grind.
Before
for them.
That, I mean, they scored seven against the Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. They scored five against the Flames. You know, they scored four in the last time they played the Red Wings. I don't know. They just went cold the last two and a half weeks.
But I mean, playoff intensity in a regular season game last night, because I mean, these two teams are just battling for a wild card.
Oh, it's
spot.
Definitely playoff. They're in the playoffs right now.
It was big time playoff intensity.
Every game is a playoff game.
Yes.
Yeah. Every game Absolutely. Is a game seven, kind of.
Pretty much. Yep.
Now Valdez, yep. I don't see it on the outline here, so I'm not trying to jump ahead, but excited for the Jackson Holiday call up.
Oh, he's got to be thrilled,
right? Is this going to be like Bryce Harper like? I mean, is he that caliber?
I mean, he's
number one prospect in baseball.
Number one prospect. He's a phenom.
I feel like it's similar.
I think Bryce may have had more hype just because
a
I feel
bit
like
more because he was on Sports Illustrated 15 and stuff. But this kid's had a lot of hype the last couple of years. I feel like,
and they need some offense,
right? And he.
But
does
Bryce was the number one pick overall, wasn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Where was Holiday? So
he was number one. He was taking
Holiday
over.
Was one overall.
Yeah. It was a big debate. Him or I guess Andrew Jones's kid.
Oh, mm-hmm. So he was number one.
And then Holiday was number one.
There's a bunch
20
of Holiday
kids. I didn't know
right?
this.
I think there's. Like,
I think there's one more.
At least.
Stud. 20 years old.
Yeah. 20 years old.
I didn't know this, but there's a program or an incentive for teams in baseball if he plays a full season, he wins Rookie of the Year, you get an extra first round pick.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
what happened.
Him to bring guys up and not just hold them down forever.
Right. So if he comes up, wins.
So you don't manipulate your service.
The 5-year thing, yeah. So that's a brand new rule? Because I haven't
heard
of that.
I think it was called the Prospect Promotion Incentive.
It's the PPI. So
it's within the last two or three years.
If a kid comes up, he plays 172, he's on your roster for 172 days, and he wins Rookie of the Year, you get a first-round pick.
Right.
That happened with them already. I think it happened with Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah, with Gunnar.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it says in 2022, the Orioles kept catcher Adley Rutschman in the minor leagues until May 21st.
So he didn't get
only to see him win American League Rookie of the Year and be granted a full year of service for it while the team did not receive an extra draft pick. But then last year, with infielder Gunnar Henderson, Rookie of the Year, earned the Orioles the 32nd overall draft pick and $2.84 million in bonus pool space.
They got about three more people they need to call up.
Keep the call-ups coming.
Because of injuries or?
No.
They're loaded in the minor leagues.
Lack of productivity from Austin Hayes, Cedric Mullins.
I think Hayes will come around.
Ramon Urias.
Who was playing second yesterday? Kemp, right?
Kemp. So get rid of Kemp.
That's what Holiday's playing,
he's
right?
He's going to play second. I know that a lot of people thought that he might take over shortstop for Gunnar, move Gunnar to third. Westberg would play second, so
maybe they'll shift him around. But so you're gonna have Gunner and Holiday up the middle, two young
studs.
Remember
here how big it was when Strauss and Harper made their debuts.
Of course.
I know I went to Strauss's debut. I'm not sure that I went to Harper's. I don't remember. I probably didn't then. I don't know. Is this game being played?
It's in Boston.
In Boston.
It's Boston.
Yesterday was Boston's home opener.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, if the Orioles were desperate for a win, anytime they need a win, just play Boston in their home opener.
That's true.
That's the low-hanging fruit.
I mean, they just pwned them yesterday, pwned them the year before.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're a better team.
But
the better player is Corbin Burnes. That was the best. That might be one of the best pickups in all of baseball because he's been unbelievable. And has he started three? I think he started three games. He's 2-0 with an ERA of 1.9.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yep.
I don't know much about him, I got to start following him.
He's a young winner.
He's been unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. It might be a good time to point out in that same draft, Nats 5 overall, looks like early on swung and whiffed big time with Elijah Green. Because he is in low A, struggling. He hit 200 last year,
yeah.
And he's off to a bad start this year.
How old is he? Is he also 20?
There's like, 20. There's no buzz about him at all.
Buzz non-existent?
Non-existent.
Mm.
Well, not like there is with Jackson Holiday.
There was, I was talking to my dad over Easter weekend, and we dubbed it roster malpractice about what Hyde and Elias were doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point you got, if things aren't working, you got to change it.
Got to shake it up.
And the games in April count just as much as the games in September. And you're going to be kicking yourself if you miss the playoffs by one game and you're being cute with the roster in April.
I like how you guys are talking roster management over Easter ham. I like it.
They're big
into
brain, it.
That Baltimore brain trust.
It's not like they're off to a terrible start. They're 6-4. The Yankees have been on a torrid start because Juan Soto has been a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he's going to be in line for a $500 million. He's going to end up getting that $500 million deal
he'll
wanted.
Probably.
Yeah, but that 6-4 is smoke and mirrors. I mean, they won a lot of games they shouldn't have. They walked off against, who was it, the third series against KC.
But they also blew a ninth-inning lead against
they got
them, too.
They got walked off against twice back-to-back against the Pirates after Dean Kramer threw seven innings and one run ball. You can't lose those games.
Yeah, well, you have to blame the bullpen for that.
Yeah, but overall, the run differential is 21, which is best in the American League East.
Well, that's also because they put up a 13 spot and a 14 spot in their first two games.
Part of baseball. Right,
when the Orioles are rolling like this, do you go home and you have it on every night?
Yeah, I watched yesterday, 2 o'clock. I've watched every inning of every Orioles game this season.
You're just locked in.
I'm locked in last season. I watch every pitch of every game.
It's pretty intense. Baseball Valdez. Now, I didn't watch any of the pitches of the Nats last night, but they've won 3 straight. They're on a mini heater. They have a chance to sweep the Giants.
I know. And
who's off to a hot start for them besides Abrams?
Well, Abrams hit a bomb.
Lane Thomas starting to heat up.
You know what the Nats like to do? They like to say this.
Lipscomb's been hitting.
This is a base.
Mm-hmm.
This is a base. They like to take it. Steal it. They like to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you, C.J. Abrams was going to be an all-star next year.
Well, Jacob Young had 3 swipes last night.
Yep.
They love stealing bases. Love running on the base paths.
I mean, Jesse Winkler's hitting 310.
They've won 3 in a row.
Garcia's hitting 320.
Has Corbin pitched any of those 3?
No, he pitches today.
Oh, here goes the... All right. Nice streak.
You're saying the sweep is in jeopardy?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
Farley sent me a picture on Saturday of Corbin mowing his lawn.
Well, that I don't understand.
Right? Yeah. He has a postage stamp lawn. The lawn's maybe the size
still,
of the studio.
I mean,
you're going to pay somebody to mow your lawn if it's the size of the studio?
If I'm Patrick Corbin, yes.
Where does he live?
If I'm Flakes, yes. I make way less money than Patrick Corbin, and I pay to have my lawn cut.
Arlington, Clarendon.
Yeah, but some guys like to do it just because it is kind of peaceful, Cakes. I know. It's like
it probably takes him 5 minutes,
possibly.
10 minutes. I'll show you the picture.
I saw the picture.
You, I think, could mow that lawn, Cakes.
Of course I could. I could mow my own lawn. Mm-hmm. I just choose not to.
Right.
Now, he might have a significant backyard.
I don't know.
But the front yard is probably less than 5 minutes.
Hmm.
And he definitely had a green electric mower like I have.
I was looking at my yard the other day, and I was thankful that the guys came and they cut it, and you know they always trim. I'm not a trimmer. Like when I would take care of my own yard in my old house, I'm not an edger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But it does look nice when they edge.
I miss trimmer. I miss watching him walk around the studios. Our old engineer.
Right. I hope trimmer's okay.
I hope so too.
But I was looking at my yard and I was going, you know what? Maybe I should just do it. And then I remembered my wife made me get rid of my lawnmower, which broke my heart.
Oh, it did?
Well, because I kind of liked having it. I remember when I bought it.
Yeah.
Silly Toro.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? I could save, $100 a week or whatever the hell I'm paying these guys.
You pay $100 a week?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
No, if you're paying $100 a week, you're overpaying.
I bet you're paying $35 or $40 a week.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
Like you're getting rope-a-doped.
If you have huge acreage, it makes sense to pay $100
a week. No, it's more than that.
He doesn't have huge acreage, though.
I don't have huge acreage.
Well, it depends on what else they're doing. I mean,
and he has very little lawn in the back, right?
Little, but do they do this for you guys? They do all the leaf blowing and all the
sure.
All that stuff?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the same standard stuff. Nevertheless, I thought about it and I said, yeah, it's not going to change my life. It's the saving the money. No. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'd rather just let them do it.
It's a nice luxury.
Like, what's not going to affect me? And unfortunately,
yeah,
I need to save a lot of money for it to affect me.
Right. Hey, so we're going to talk Masters later with Steve Sands in about 45 minutes. He's down in Augusta, of course. Watching a lot of live from yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. But the weather tomorrow looks really, really dicey.
Oh, it
now
does.
Remember last
weekend's going to be silly though.
Okay, but remember last year the weather was dicey for basically 3 out of the 4 rounds,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think they played last year on Thursday. Did they play the first round on Thursday last year?
I have no memory of anything anymore.
I don't think they did. But anyway, it looks really dicey tomorrow.
Well, we're going to have our Masters pool coming up at 6:40.
Which sucks.
So we'll get into that. We're doing that early in the show. Steve Sands will join us at 7 o'clock.
Let me text him.
We
make sure he's up.
We are packed with the guests. Chris Webber, rescheduled from yesterday, will join us at 8:20. We've got the Nats GM. We can get into their start. They're off to a 5-6 start with Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. And your head coach of the right now playoff-bound Washington mm-hmm. Capitals,
love
Spencer
it.
Carberry, joins us at 9:25, all right here on the Junkies.
The key.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guest hotline is absolutely packed today. Steve Sands joins us from the Masters, from the Golf Channel. That's at 7. Chris Webber will join us at 8:20. He's got a new memoir out, By God's Grace. Mike Rizzo joins us, as he will every week during the Nats season. That is at 9 o'clock. And Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, he'll be on at 9:25.
You know, if C. Webb's memoir, like, he actually was involved in it, and he, like, talks about the Fab Five days and all that.
Yeah.
Really what happened with Ed Martin and all that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I would read it.
Right.
And I haven't read a book in a long
Could
time.
Could be tasty.
Are you going to talk to him about that? You going to ask him about Ed Martin?
No.
You going to ask him for a free book?
I don't want to piss him off. I like the guy. I actually like the guy. I was a fan.
I think he gets into everything. I heard him on with Dan Patrick, and I think the way he did the book is he just told the stories and somebody
wrote it up.
Yeah, somebody wrote it up.
I get it. But, I mean, as long as he was involved, I don't know. I might be interested. And believe me, that's saying a lot.
I looked
at
the
clips.
I'm
not that interested in reading, Cakes. I can only read short little things.
Dude, trust me. I read maybe one book a year on vacation. It's a strong maybe.
Yeah, it's one more than me.
I just posted, you know, some promos of the guest lineup last night and today with different pictures. And the one thing that really strikes me about the C Web pictures, because I found his old Bullets pictures.
Yep.
The uniforms were just so much better.
Oh, the way better.
They were so much better.
Of course, the one with the red and blue.
Yes.
The team name was better.
Yes. And then you also just see when he was here, he was at the total peak of his powers. He was so athletic. He was such a monster.
He's a freak.
He was a freak.
Like, you see him dunking, and you see how high up he was. Like, he was automatic on the block. If he got the ball on the block, he just went up for dunks.
Yeah,
and
stud.
Powerful. Like, his dunks were not wimpy. Like, he was crushing the rim with his dunks.
Of course.
I was a big C-Web mark. So he'll be on the Kia guest hotline today at 8:20. 20. So you don't want to miss that.
And then I just also posted on Instagram, Spencer Carberry behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I love what the Capitals do with their Instagram. You can follow us at Sports Junkies Radio. Check out our story, but they always show the locker room speech afterwards, and he's
after
giving
dubs.
It up.
After dubs, yeah.
Yeah, he's giving it up to Ovi and Stromer, mm-hmm. and then Chucky.
Oh,
and it's
Chucky.
just a
Ovi's
cool
Ovi's officially
peak.
At 30, right?
30. Yeah.
He hit 30.
He hit 30.
It's unbelievable.
He has 18 30-goal seasons.
Honestly,
tops in
it's
the NHL.
Unbelievable.
Tops in NHL history.
I don't think I don't
what that is.
I don't it think is. We can ever question
that
guy.
And I did puff my chest out a little, too. I felt good when I saw the guy he passed was another former Capital, Mike Gartner, who had 17 of those seasons, too. We right. sleep a little bit on the silliness
of Mike
Gartner.
And how many does Stromer have?
Stromer.
I think 27.
20, he's, yeah, he's think approaching 27. 30.
Yeah, think about it. Stromer has been like lights out all year.
Yeah.
And Ovi just zoomed right past him.
Well, when you're taking the ice with the world's best goal scorer, and I'm calling him that already because he's playing in an era where it's harder to score goals than it was for Gretzky.
Yeah.
He is the best goal scorer of all time. You're going to get passed by that guy.
It's stupid that we didn't just lock in on that ridiculously low shooting percentage and know that it was going to turn.
Positive
that
regression.
The worm was going to turn.
We were questioning it. You know, we questioned it.
Time to tick over the goal tracker. Got to update it. 852.
I mean, you usually don't question age. And, you know, he's kind of defied it.
Well, he still is slower in some of these other things. But the style of play
their
that
overall
he has,
numbers,
he could still put up numbers.
He's a finisher.
Yep.
All right, so how many totals?
I have to apologize to the Ovi bobblehead. Ovi, we doubted you. We doubted you when you had 8 goals through, I believe, 43 games.
I tried to stay strong.
We're sorry. We should have known you were going to catch a heater and get to 30. We formally apologize.
I wrote that
Ovi
dude
bobblehead.
Off 10 years ago, called him a big fatty, and then he's been like lights out.
He's the greatest.
He won a cup since then.
He's the greatest athlete in D.C. sports history, and I don't even think it's particularly close.
It's too late now. Do you think he should have done the hair dye bit? Too late.
No, I think he's a silver fox.
Well, you're enamored of anything
I'm
he does.
I'm smitten by him.
I know. But
I'm far from objective.
But do you think it was a bad move? Do you think he should have done some sort of mild hair coloring?
I don't think so. I think it works for him.
So he's going to retire here like fully gray, like me. He's going to look like Jay Leno.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, do you see him dye his hair at this point?
No.
He doesn't care.
I do, in hindsight, kind of wish I dyed my hair. But, you know, I used to break JP's balls when he did it.
It's fine.
It is what it is.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, you're 54.
Yeah.
I did it for a little period in my 30s because the place that I was going to, the chick, she was kind of hot. And she convinced me. She was like, I'll just put a little.
Right.
She's like, you
just
know, I think because I would
Should've
always.
Told her to put it everywhere.
Just a dab will do you.
Well, they did put it everywhere, but
no,
I'm saying
you
that.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
I got that problem. Maybe you don't have that problem.
What was I gonna say? Oh, Drabby, Valdez,
yeah,
the Masters pool. Is this a carryover? Because the Open Championship last year was Brian Harman winning. I don't think anybody had Brian Harman.
It must be then.
So is it a carryover, or are we just starting fresh?
I don't know. You tell us.
I'd like the carryover myself.
How much is the carryover?
Well, it'll be $20 a man. We usually did $10 a man.
Are we? And if no one hits the Masters pool, is it just another 10, or are we doubling it to 40?
No,
we'll go 30 a man.
Just another 10.
Okay.
I know, because you get all freaked out if it's more than $3.
No. Well, there's 18.
Well, I don't want to put in like $120.
Yeah, I don't want to get to the.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of it.
There's 20 guys in the Masters.
No, but
field.
I don't want to
pick
doubling.
The winner.
No, we're not going to double it. We'll just add 10.
Right.
So you guys.
No,
good
we're going to pick the winner of this one.
Of course we are.
You know, unless like.
All right. So it's 20 bucks.
Wins.
I'll tell you who's not going to pick the winner of it. Old Flakesy. I drew the Ovi out of Valdez's hat.
You have no idea.
I'm going to get just numbers.
Brian Harman won last year. I mean, he wouldn't have been the top 8 pick.
I got up at 3:45 today because I just couldn't. I was restless. I knew I had to leave. I didn't pack last night, so it made me anxious. So I packed, and then I got downstairs around 3:55. And I just watched the range from yesterday for like an hour.
That would have put me right back to sleep.
No, I just got sized.
I watched a lot of it.
I love it so much when they just shut up and they just have the track man going and you just could see their numbers that they're hitting. It's just so silly.
I don't think there's more guys concentrated in one spot on the planet that love watching Masters practice more than in these two rooms.
Yeah.
Between you, him, and Valdezzi.
Well, we're the three guys that really like to play golf. JP plays it. I don't even know why. Just because he's competitive.
I think he doesn't like to watch it.
He doesn't really like to watch it.
I mean, he'll watch the Masters. He'll watch the Masters.
Lurch and I won't watch Thursday or Friday, but I'll watch like a storyline.
I honestly
probably watch Sunday.
I watch more guys out the windows at Norbeck while I'm eating dinner at the club practice than I watch pros at the Masters or any other.
All right, so what do you want to start off with the sports page?
Yeah, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. It is brought to you by Don't Sleep.
I know we were told not to.
You told us not to.
Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. You can use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, Caps.
Yeah, let's start with the Caps.
You know what? I'm going to start off with the Wizards.
Oh, you're teasing me.
Because the Wizards are terrible.
Why are you teasing me like that?
I just wanted to mention that they played Minnesota. They had a 21-point lead last night and blew it.
Yeah.
And Anthony Edwards had 51 in the game.
Yes, he did. Wow. Career high.
He was 17 for 29, 51.
Is Johnny Davis still up with the big guys?
Yeah, he played 20 minutes, had 10 points.
I'm telling you, this is when he flashes a little bit.
It's complete garbage time. There are three
games. He gets minutes
left
at the end of the year, and he'll put up a couple decent games, and then you grasp.
Yeah.
I'm on to him.
I don't even consider
him. Well, Tyus Jones and Kuzma both out, so I mean, there's just minutes to
be. Tyus Jones is still out.
Yeah, he's got a back injury.
I know,
sure.
But I saw him working out a week or two ago before the game, and
has he missed all of those games?
I don't know. I assume.
Let's see. I'd have to check his game log, but he was out last night. Last time he played was March 14th.
Yeah, so he's been out. But I saw him working out.
Yeah.
So he must be close.
And Kuzma, but you know what? There's two games left.
What's the point?
So anyway, Minnesota is tied, I believe, with Denver for the top seed in the West. So that was a big game for them. They want the number one overall seed. I think the playoff teams are all set, including the play-in teams. All 10 are all set. It's just a matter of the seedings.
Yeah, I think Golden State, who beat the Lakers last night, I think they could surpass the Lakers in the play-in game to be the 9 seed instead of the 10 seed.
Yeah.
Let me check down at the bottom of the playoff rankings. Yeah, they're trailing the Lakers by a half game right now. So that could be big because it could affect, home court in the play-ins.
The Warriors had 26 threes last night.
EB's favorite 26. Type of hoops game.
Well, they have some really good three-point shooters.
I understand
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson.
He only had 6 of the 20, but yeah.
I don't mind a nice open three, Cakes.
Yeah.
I just don't like when they dribble across half court and they just launch it.
Hey, somebody just wake me up on May 12th, 2024, because that's when the NBA draft lottery is. That's my next important thing.
You're not into the NBA anymore. I'm into the playoffs are going to be really interesting. Even in the East, Embiid is back. You see what Embiid did last night?
I did not.
I think Embiid, who's been back for 2 or 3 games, finished with almost 40 points, had a near triple-double. So the 76ers, who are way down in the standings, I think they could be a threat to the Celtics.
Yep.
Josh
because
Harris
Embiid's
salty.
That good. Remember, before Embiid got hurt, he was probably your MVP favorite to go back-to-back MVPs. Yeah, he finished with 37 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists last night.
Crazy amount.
That was against the Pistons, who are worse than the Wizards,
which is
but still
hard to fathom.
You know that we were just talking about lawn care, and already I'm getting lawn care videos on my YouTube.
Yeah, I know, they're spying on you. All right, Cakes, you want to talk about the Caps?
Yes, I love talking about the Caps.
Big one last night in Detroit, 2-1.
Big dub.
We talked about it. Ovi and Stromer scored in the second period. Chucky was awesome. He had 42. Stops.
So he's basically going to play the rest of the way. Let's say they make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
It's over. His rest is over.
You're not going to.
It's got to.
I mean, the only way you see, I would guess that you see Darcy Kemper is if
he gets hurt,
suffers some sort of an injury.
Yeah.
Or he becomes the worst goalie in NHL history within the next 2 weeks.
Well, here's the problem. The last time we played in Buffalo, Chuck played, right?
I think he was the netminder of note.
And we lost 6-2.
Is that the game where they pulled him with 15 minutes to go?
Yeah, pretty sure they pulled him.
Might have been.
So he's got to, you know what? Revenge game.
I like that. I like the revenge game theory.
But we'll talk to Carbs later.
Usually
about that.
Revenge game theory, though, is that's reserved for guys who used to play for the previous
team. I understand,
team.
But all right, bounce back game.
Bounce back. Bounce
so
back
currently,
theory.
Washington has 85 points. That's two short of the Islanders, who have won five straight. The Islanders won again last night. I think they beat the Rangers.
They did beat the Rangers. Coach Laviolette couldn't hook us and beat the stupid Islanders. He had to let them beat him.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
So they're hot, and they have 87 points. In the Atlantic Division, the Red Wings now have one short of Washington. They have 84 points. So the teams that have already clinched, Boston's in, Florida's in, Toronto's in, Tampa's in, Rangers and Carolina are in. Mm-hmm. So six of the eight are already in. Those last two spots still up for grabs. And that could be Washington and the Islanders. It could be Detroit and the Islanders. It could be Washington and Detroit. Who knows?
I think tomorrow night, massive game. I believe the Red Wings are in Pittsburgh. Both of those teams jockeying for a wild card spot.
No matter
too.
Who we play, we're going to be dogs, right? Yeah. No matter who we play. I guess right. You just want to play, if possible, if there is such a thing, is an older, slower team, right? Are any of those teams older or slower?
I don't think so.
Because I know we're
Caps
older and slower.
I know the Caps look pretty slow for the first 25 or 30 minutes.
Boston's
of last
the best
night's
team right now, second best team in terms
you
of
points.
You
definitely don't want to play
here's
them.
What I here's what I'm grasping at. They're facing the Bruins and the Lightning. Both of those teams are pretty much locked into their spots. I just hope that they approach the games as punts, like a punt-a-thon when they face the Caps.
Because
they have nothing really to gain.
Yeah, go ahead.
Boy, that's loser talk.
I know. But I know the Caps need to get in.
So you don't mind backing in.
To use an old-school term, by hook or by crook.
They've like mostly been backing in.
Yeah.
I mean, they had lost six in a row, EB.
I hear you. But I feel like maybe now they might be due for a little heater. Two or three game heater.
I hope you're right.
This is the perfect time for it.
Due theory.
Four more games left.
Yeah.
All right, John Calipari had his official announcement that he's leaving Kentucky yesterday. I know we have some audio.
It was weird. He was just sitting on the couch, right? And he just did a little 4-minute video.
Was he petting his dog, Paul, during the during the interview?
Of course, he's going to Arkansas, but here's some of the audio from yesterday.
The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear. And the fans need to hear another voice. We've loved it here, but we think it's time for us to step away and step away completely from the program.
How's he such a great motivator? I mean, that is the lamest. You know what I mean?
I got sized.
You did?
Watching it.
I think his rationale makes sense.
He got you fired up.
Well, but he's just calm and direct.
I think what he's saying makes sense, and I agree with the sentiment. But I thought his delivery was
Well, I mean, sitting in his couch, you're not going to be overly energetic sitting on your couch at
doesn't understand. You know, I put it on doesn't understand technology.
Really?
Yeah. He was awesome on the show.
I don't remember.
You don't?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
It was no recollection.
Year was that?
That's a top five interview you guys
Why?
Did.
You won't run it again.
Why? Why was it so good?
I have five guests today.
Because he was inspirational. He was.
Was?
Oh, yeah. He was talking about like the kids, and this is in the height of the one and done era and what he's trying to do and set them up for life. And
how do you remember that?
He's a show archive.
I know, he's great.
A walking, talking show archive.
Whenever we get fired or I quit, I just got to bring you with me. You can archive my life.
Valdez and Drab, by the way.
What do you want to archive in the life?
I don't know, my golf
You drove
rounds.
Here, you drove there.
You can remind me of shots I hit on certain holes.
I think Valdez is trying to basically hijack all of our old reel-to-reel tapes, and he wants to, like, once we retire.
I know. He wants to put them on eBay.
I know the master plan. He makes so much money to the B1s.
I know.
All right, so
I'll be driving Uber, and he'll be selling those.
So with Calipari out, and, of course, the big question is who's next at UK. They're going to hire a big name. They're not going to go for some, you know, top assistant
somewhere. I did see some rumblings on some of these sites where some fans are pushing, like, Ricky P., and then it's very polarizing.
Very polarizing.
Because some are all in, and others are like, yuck.
The names we heard were, of course, you know, Danny Hurley would be obvious just because he's back-to-back national champion, but he said he's, you know, focused on staying at UConn. We heard Nate Oates' name thrown out there at Alabama.
He kind of put out a statement saying,
We heard Billy Donovan, who, of course, is the last guy to win back-to-back championships at Florida.
It's the greatest thing ever for these guys, especially like Nate Oates, who made a Final Four run.
Free bonus.
Because he could just walk into the AD and say, Well, Kentucky, they're kind of interested, and then they're just going to write a blank check to these guys.
Did you guys read the article about Nate Oates and Alabama using my boy Michael Schwimmer's services?
You sent that, but I never read it.
You sent the text.
Yeah, that he's the secret sauce to their success. They do all the analytics on what shots they should take, the players they should get in the portal.
That's awesome.
Does everything.
Is he still doing the gambling bit or no?
Not the gambling show on ESPN or the gambling site.
Does he still have Silly Nuggets?
I'm sure he's got 50 people working for him.
Why did the gambling thing fall apart?
I don't know.
What's the name of his company? Is it an analytics company? Do you know?
Big League Advance?
Big League Advance.
If he's got all the silly analytics, I don't know why we're not getting in on
that.
Yeah,
we should
be
taking
advantage.
So
he has two teams, college teams right now. He's got Alabama and Duke. Pretty good ones.
That's pretty good clients.
Good place to start.
So anyway, Scott Drew from Baylor, who's been there for 20 years. He won a national championship, you know, 3 years ago or whatever. I think that was the COVID
year. Has he issued any statement?
I haven't heard anything. Is there a statement yesterday, Drabby? I didn't see anything.
Nope.
Okay. So he's the top choice.
He's probably still in the mix.
So we'll see. Maybe they'll announce today or tomorrow.
We'll be talking a lot of Masters this week. Steve Sands is going to join us at 7 from the Golf Channel. But next, we will have our golf pool with the 7 of us and, of course, Anna.
Anna.
Thirsty Anna.
Thirsty Anna. She was wearing some sort of Masters pajamas or something yesterday. I don't even
know
what
it was. And here are the rules. There's eight of us, right? So we're taking two players each, one American and one international player.
Okay. All right.
And then the overall, you got to be a winner to win the pool.
Right.
All right. We'll do that next here on the Junkies. All right. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's that time for another golf pool on the show with the Masters coming up. And Jason says it's a carryover, so it'll be $20 a man. We've got the four junkies, our producers, and Thirsty Anna, who is a former natty of a PGA, or former nanny of a PGA Tour player.
Joey Sindelar. How can you even forget Joey Sindelar?
I know the name. I don't know anything about his golf career.
He's a fat guy.
Are you? Do we have the pool all set? The draft order all set?
Yeah.
Everyone selected their number.
All right. So who has first top of all, pick? Let's say hi to Anna. Hey, Anna. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
Happy Masters Week.
This is Anna's Super Bowl.
Anna has the first pick.
Anna, she does. You're kidding.
Nope.
You're kidding.
You always have the first pick.
Oh,
who did she do you know what to get the number one pick?
Yeah. Thanks for the nudes.
Yeah. Shenanigans.
All right, Anna, we don't have a lot of time, so go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to take Rory right out the gate.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I mean, not the guy that I want's going to get to me, but okay.
Do theory? Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, do theory. I think this is going to be the one, especially the fact that he missed the cut last week. It's his time. It's got to hit at some point.
Wow, this is,
no, last week he didn't miss the cut.
That is a curveball.
From Anna?
Last year, yeah. Last year he was terrible. Yeah.
I have the second pick, and he fell right into my lap. Now, I am worried. I'm very worried.
Why? I know who you're taking.
Because his wife is 1 week,
yes,
1 week away from giving birth, and
look,
he said,
"He's a nice guy. He didn't care about that."
And he said, well, "No." Scotty Scheffler said, "I am leaving Augusta
now,
if my wife
just
gives birth."
Was saying that.
Listen, if he does that,
hey, look, what
he's
if it's
an idiot?
What if it's Sunday morning? He's got a 2-shot lead. Is he leaving?
He's leaving. He said he's leaving.
He's an idiot.
He said yesterday.
He's an idiot.
He said yesterday in the presser that golf is not the most important thing in his life.
Right. And you know what? But neither. I mean, listen. Having kids is the greatest thing that ever happened to all of us. You don't have to be there for the second it squirts out. Trust me.
It ain't
that big a deal.
And,
yeah, but I guess, it's his first.
And okay, apparently,
the Masters.
If that
important.
Was Stevie, you would leave.
Not if I was leading the Masters.
Apparently,
what if he's third and he's one back?
You can't leave the Masters on Sunday.
Your first kid comes early, too,
apparently.
Put a cork
in it until I'm done.
Yeah, put a cork.
All right, so Chef is number two pick.
Yes, Chef, I got to take Scotty.
I will lose respect for him if he doesn't.
Who's number three?
I have the third pick, and I will go with an international player. Now, I'm a little worried. He's probably rusty because of the LIV Tour. I'll take John Rahm.
Yeah, good pick.
All right, good pick.
who picks
Anna
four?
Definitely signed.
I've got Chef and Rahm in one of my pools, so I'll probably lose. All right, four. Who's four?
I got the fourth pick.
All right, Mar.
All right, give me the 2019 runner-up. He's going to right a couple wrongs this year. Xander Schauffele.
Oh, nice. All right, I want Brooks.
Okay, Koepka off the board. I'm
concerned about his putter switch.
He's just a gamer.
What do
he
I
just
do?
Shows up. He just shows up in every major.
All right, I'm taking a former champ. I'm not sure what year it was. It wasn't last year because that was Rahm.
I'm thrilled.
Year before
that
was Chef. Maybe it's 3 years ago because he's been playing well this year. I'm taking Hideki.
All right.
Rich loves Hideki.
Hideki off the board
at
six.
I only love him if he plays well.
All right.
If he misses the cut, I can't stand him.
Who has seven? Drabby. He can't get his John Rahm pick every year.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Good spot for an international here. I'll take Hovland.
Hobby.
Right. He's playing like duty.
They did a whole thing on how poopy he's playing yesterday.
Yep.
Well, it's a good pick. I mean, he's a great player.
I mean, how was Phil playing before the Masters last year?
Yeah, and he finished second.
Yeah, you know the course or you don't.
That's true.
All right. So, Cakes, you have back to backers here.
Golf for Cakes is going to go. I'm going to do Matty Fitzpatrick.
Ooh, right. I was eyeing him, Cakes.
Old Fitzy. Yeah. And I'm going to do for my American, let's roll the dice with, let's go with Patrick Cantlay.
That's a good one. It's a good pick.
Another poopy player this year.
It's all fine. Right. Whatever. You think I care?
So Drabby's up for for his American. God, who am I targeting here?
I already know who I'm targeting.
There's one guy that I would just jump all over.
I think we might be on the same page.
Is Spieth still there?
Spieth is still there.
I'll take Spieth.
Mm-hmm.
He's another big game kind of guy.
Balding Spieth.
All right.
God, I can't wait till my guys win. I'm going to replay this audio.
Wait for Spieth and Hoff to crush it.
I'm up.
You're up?
I need an American. Yeah.
How this music, seriously, I grow an inch.
Sure. All right, I'm taking Will the Thrill.
Old Zally.
Yeah. Wow. That's a ballsy pick.
All right, played well there before.
Koepka
he's
first.
Had an up and down year this year, but I'm
you
taking
need a, you need an international.
No, I think it's my turn, right?
Yeah,
it's Bickle.
You need an international.
I'm going to take Joaquin Niemann.
All right.
Is that who you were thinking, Valdez?
That's who I wanted, but there's still one person on the board that I think is.
Yeah.
All right, so Tiger Woods is still out there.
Yep.
Phil Mickelson is still out there.
Mar needs an international.
Go for that.
Pretty couples. No, listen, he'll do a great first round. He'll play great in the first nine holes, and then it'll just slowly fade.
Is it Mike Mar or is it me?
I think it's
Mar.
Okay.
Yeah, Barr needs an international player.
All right, for my last pick, I'm going down under. Give me Cameron Smith.
I so like your attempt solid and an Aussie accent. I did like that.
Under.
JP needs an American.
All right, Bryson DeChambeau still out there. But you know what? Could go with our guy who we had on yesterday. EB said you can make $40,000 on a $100 bet.
Denny McCarthy.
But the
Denny
problem McCarthy. Is, let me just, the thing is first-timers never do well. There.
Yeah, so yeah. I'll go with you guys just convincing me. He finished second last year. I'll go Phil Mickelson.
Oh, that was just a crazy back nine.
You know, he doesn't care. All right. So the
sorry, he finished second. Valdez
needs
year.
An international.
I need an international. I don't like all the internationals that are still on the board.
I think I know where you're going.
I really don't like them. I'm gonna take Corey Connors. He's always in the mix, but never.
I thought, where's he from?
Canada, right?
Yeah. All right. So
are we
just,
done?
No. Anna has an American.
One more American. So the only two I have left on my list are Wyndham Clark or JT.
Correct. Both available.
Tiger's available.
She knows better.
I know better. Wow. Let me see. Let's just go Wyndham.
Yeah, I like Anna's picks. I like Anna's picks the best.
You do? Although this is Clark's first time playing there. Right?
It is his first time.
Yeah, first timer is a little dicey. Struggle.
I'm surprised nobody.
So he's got Rory. Masters is in Rory's head, and she's got a first timer. Don't like the picks.
Learned you hate, but you'll see.
All right,
it'll be
we'll
a good week. I feel it.
An experienced woman picked the first time. It's kind of weird.
Rory winning would be a huge story.
Be a great story.
Thank you, Anna.
All right,
we got to run because we got Sansy.
Thank you, Anna.
The richest woman in Annapolis.
Send Valdez a thirsty pick.
Sorry.
All right, coming up next, Steve Sands will join us. We will preview the Masters with Steve Sands from the Golf Channel here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.